for that. But we are back, and here it is, Monday mornings. We started this, a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And it's with the West Plains Animal Control Officer, and helping find homes for pets. That's all they want. All they want is to be their bellies rubbed, their ears scratched, and to just be acknowledged that, hey, I kind of dig this little doggy. But you got a couple for us this week?
Sure, yeah. So the first one is a little male terrier mix, probably about 8 to 10 weeks old. He's black and white in color. And the other one is a female terrier mix. She's brown and white in color. She's probably about a year or two old. Both of them, as far as we know, are good around other dogs and mm-hmm. really enjoy adults and children.
So. Yeah. And, you know, terriers, what, they're going to get, you know.
Yeah, maybe about a medium size or smaller. So.
Yeah, 12 to 16 inches tall.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make great pets. And, you know, the thing about it is, as we head into these cooler months, you know, a lot of people like the comfort of a dog or a cat, whichever it may be. Just make sure that that person is ready to be a parent of a pet.
That's correct, yes. I mean, it's just like raising a child almost. I mean, they need you all the time, so.
Yeah. And you know what the average cost is for a pet owner?
I don't know.
$300.
Huh.
A month.
Wow.
What? But, you know, I did the same thing. I read that and went, wow. But you go to thinking about, you know, in the summertime, flea and ticks, food, you know, dog leashes, collars, toys, things like that, up to $300 a month.
Sure.
Some people even spend more, but on average, about $300 a month. So now, of course, you got your outside dogs, which probably don't, you know, is not going to run that much.
Sure.
You know, maybe $150 to $200, but still, people need to be aware of that, need to be conscious of that. It's not just like you get a pet and this pet's going to make you money.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's like I said, they, like you say, got vet bills and food bills, and
yeah,
you know, if you want to spend extra on them or take them and get them pampered a little bit or something like that, then
yeah. Now, this is kind of your life. This is what you do day in and day out. Tell the people how important it is to have your pets properly identified.
So we have in the city, of course, they have to be registered. That just helps us, you know, if they are running loose or if somebody finds them and says, hey, I found this dog, it has this tag number, we're able to look up that number and be able to identify the owner by address and phone number. You know, microchips are also really good because we can go, you know, out to the vet's office. And I even have a wand at my office I try to use to see if we can't locate a number that way and be able to identify the owner. So.
Because, you know, a lot of times a stray dog is not a dump dog or a drop, you know, I mean, they get after a rabbit.
Sure.
You know, they're a house dog and they're not really used to being outside. They see a rabbit, boom, they're gone. Or they find a girlfriend or a boyfriend and they wander off. They get chased off by another dog. Fireworks, thunder, gunshots. I mean, the list, you know, a backfiring car.
Sure.
There's lots of things that can cause a pet to run off, even an alligator.
That's right.
And, and so having them properly identified is key. And all Pet and Equine Supply in West Plains, they can help you out with that. You can get tags right there, collars. And, of course, you know, right now they're having a great saving on several items. But don't forget, September 23rd is Double Punch Day. Again, Animal Control Officer Brad Jones joining us. We appreciate you coming by. And we'll have some pictures posted up of these pets. You can see at our webpage. And, you know, if you're ready to be a pet owner, here you go. I'm telling you, I just love, you know, it's like you're giving somebody a second chance.
Sure, absolutely.